Acid-base equilibrium is a pretty big place, but I'm not going to attempt to cover the whole of it in this tutorial. I'm going to assume that you can calculate the pH of solutions of a strong acid or a strong alkali. I'm also going to assume that you can calculate the pH of a solution of a weak acid if you know its concentration and its Ka value. The thing I want to concentrate on here is what to do if you have to measure the Ka value of a weak acid. There are several problems, some practical and some mathematical. It's helpful and a bit less of a strain on your imagination if you have a piece of paper and something to write with in front of you. What we're going to do is to look at the mathematical expression for Ka and then figure out where we're going to get the various bits from. When we've done that, we can put the whole thing together and get a Ka value. Right, are you sitting comfortably? Sorry, that's from a very old children's radio programme. It's a bit sad the way things come back to you in your dotage, isn't it? Write down the definition of Ka for a weak acid, whose formula is represented by HA. In this formula, H means a hydrogen atom, and A stands for the rest of the molecule. You should have written, or be about to write, Ka equals H plus in square brackets times A minus in square brackets divided by HA in square brackets. In order to find a value for Ka, we need to find values for all three of the terms on the right of the equals sign. We'll take them one at a time, starting with the easiest. The concentration of HA can be found by titration. We can take a solution of our acid HA and titrate it with a strong alkali using a suitable indicator such as phenolphthalein. I wonder if you're thinking to yourself that this won't work, because HA is a weak acid, and therefore only partly ionized. Well, yes, that's true enough. But the point is that as soon as the alkali has used up the free hydrogen ions in the solution, more HA will ionize, and this will go on until there's no HA left. As you get one hydrogen ion per HA molecule, the titration result gives you the concentration of all of the HA in the solution, the molecules which are not ionized as well as the ones which are. Now your mind might really be ticking over. No, you might say, that isn't what I meant. What the titration result gives me is not what I want. I want only that part of the HA which has not ionized. Okay, this is a fair objection, but we're going to introduce a little approximation here to make things simpler. HA is a weak acid. Not many of its molecules are ionized, so we're going to assume that the concentration found by titration is near enough the same as the concentration of the unionized molecules. This approximation works because most organic acids are very weak, and therefore the proportion of ionized HA is very small indeed. This is a simplifying approximation, but you don't actually have to make it. It is possible to allow for the part of the total which is ionized. But if you do this, you'll have to solve a quadratic equation. And the gain in terms of accuracy is so small as to be negligible. So, keep things simple and use the total concentration of HA in the Ka expression. Let's go back to that Ka expression. The next thing we'll tackle is the concentration of hydrogen ions. Now, let's get one thing absolutely straight. We can't find this by titration. I explained why just now. During titration, more HA ionizes until there is none left. No, we must go about this in a different way. we must somehow measure the pH of the same solution as the one we used before. This can be done using indicators. Universal indicators are a good start, but you can buy narrow-range indicator papers which enable you to measure pH to within 0.1 of a unit. Alternatively, you can use a pH meter, which can do even better if used carefully. Once you have the pH, you need to recall that pH is equal to minus the logarithm to base 10 of the hydrogen ion concentration. So, you reach for your calculator. No need to do this yet, but I'll get you to do a real example in a moment. You enter the pH on the display. You change the sign so that a minus sign appears. Then you press INV, followed by LG, or LOG, or LOG 10, whichever of these your calculator uses. The number which appears on the display is the hydrogen ion concentration in moles per cubic decimeter. That just leaves the concentration of A minus. This is the same as the hydrogen ion concentration because you get one A minus for every H plus. Now all we have to do is put these values into the Ka expression and work out Ka. Let's see if you can do the whole thing, except that I'll give you the practical results to save time. Calculate the Ka value of a weak acid whose concentration is 0.020 moles per cubic decimeter and whose pH is 5.6. You can stop the audio for a moment now if you want to work out the answer for yourself before I tell you what it is. The answer should be 3.2 times 10 to the minus 10. It's a seriously weak acid. Don't forget the units. Ka has units of moles per cubic decimeter. In an exam, always quote units for Ka. There might be a mark for them. In fact, play safe. Always quote units for anything which has units.